Welcome back, guys, to another episode of the Reigniting Men Lives. I am your host, Michael Hilton. So, missed an episode yesterday, guys. Missus was away. Missus went away for a retreat. It's all right for some, eh? And she's starting to catch up with me now, as I've spent the last few years going off and doing a lot of personal development. Now the missus is catching up. So, yeah, wasn't on yesterday, guys. Had the kids, got the three kids, got the kids today. My boy started school, which is really exciting. Looks all grown up. Well, I say it's really exciting. It's funny because I really didn't want him to go to school. I wanted to homeschool him. But they were more my fears and my beliefs about school. And when I actually asked him, you know, whether he actually wanted to go to school, because he likes being social, he likes with his friends, he was kind of like, yeah, I want to go to school, Daddy. So I was like, cool. Go to school, son. So, yeah, it was his first day yesterday. I get to take him today again, which is really exciting. I get to spend some time with him now, and then come home and spend some time with my middle one. So, yeah, no pod yesterday, guys. And I was kind of thinking about changing this up a little bit. I don't know who's listening. There's a few people listening. But I was kind of thinking of changing this up a little bit. In a sense of, I was maybe thinking of dropping the quantity and maybe upping the quality. Maybe dropping this to maybe, I was even thinking maybe dropping it to twice a week, dropping two pods a week, and maybe start interviewing people. And I was even kind of considering moving it over to Podbean, actually, because I've been kind of having troubles with not getting on iTunes. I'm on Stitcher, but not getting on iTunes. And iTunes is probably kind of, I don't know if it's a must-have, but I guess it's quite handy to have when you're podcasting. The only thing with this is it's just so simple with this platform that I'm running it on, just to put the microphone up and just speak. And, you know, it's unpolished. It's not nothing amazing. It's just rough around the edges. So I don't know yet. I don't know. I don't know where I'm going to go with that. I'm enjoying doing these dailies and just sharing stuff with guys and women, if they're listening, and just sharing some insights and that I'm having. So today I'm going to share a little insight, and I'll keep you informed on that. For some strange reason, I don't know why, iTunes just don't want to accept this. I guess it's a big influx that they've had. That's what when I message Anchor and ask them about it, they just say it's like a big influx that they've had because people signed up for Anchor. So today I'm going to speak to you about fake it till you make it. I was listening to a podcast yesterday, and I may have said this before, or spoke about it before a little bit, because it's one of my bugaboos, is this fake it until you make it kind of notion that, you know, if you fake confidence, or you fake self-belief, or you fake your success, you can fake it till you make it. And we already live in a world full of fucking fake people, right? You know, people taking pictures. I know particularly of one person that does this on a regular basis, and I know them. They take pictures of cars and bikes and all kinds of shit, and none of it's real, right? None of it's real. And they put these inspirational quotes and things and that on it, and you know, kind of make a lot of the pictures look like it's them doing it and living it, and it's just not. And people just smell through that bullshit, man. You know, people smell through that bullshit. People know, right? I done a video earlier, and I said, like, you know, fake it till you make it. This is gonna fucking fake it. If I'm gonna try and fake it till I make it when I go and play hockey, I'm gonna get found out pretty quick. If I'm trying to fake it till I make it, you know, people say about, you know, being in love with your wife, well, just fake it till you make it. People smell bullshit. And the only people that say fake it till you make it are fake people. That's it. Fake people will tell you to be fake. Why the fuck do you want to do that? What benefits do you get from that? Okay, you might get a few more likes on your posts and all that, but you've got to look at yourself in the mirror, right? You look at yourself in the mirror on a daily basis and you're like, I'm fucking fake. You know, it looks all good. It looks all good, but on the inside, it's just all fake. You know, you can't fake this shit. So what I would say is fucking knuckle down, right? Do the work that needs to be done. stop being fake in a world full of fake people and do the work that needs to be done. If your marriage isn't great, right, there's work to be done there, right? If you're going to fake to be a good father and you're struggling to be a father, there's work to be done there. You know, it's still, when I talk to people about this stuff and it's like, oh, you know, what's all this crap you're going on about? And I say, listen, guys, look, you know, think of it like this. What do you want to do when you get a new phone? Do you want to get a shitter phone than you've got now, or do you upgrade? Well, upgrade. Car, upgrade. Everything is an upgrade. People look at everything external as an upgrade. But the one thing they don't look at is their mind, upgrading their mind. They go to the gym, what they're doing is upgrading their health, they're upgrading their body. That's what we're doing, right? You know, we're upgrading, our kids are upgrading as they're getting older. But we don't look at our mind, we don't look at our relationship, we don't look at who we're being in the world as a way of upgrading that to be better, right? That's all it is. It's not no airy-fairy shit, it's just upgrading to be better. And this goes across all areas of your life. So we live in a world full of fake people, right? And people telling us to fake it till you make it, right? When someone, and I used to hear this a lot in recovery, they used to say, fake it till you make it. And I used to say, what am I exactly faking? Well, fake it that you're sober and you're happy. But I'm not. I'm sober, but I'm not happy at the moment. Why do I want to fake that? Like, why do I want to walk around in a room full of people that are fucking dying and suffering inside and pretend my life's full of fucking roses, right? I want to say to people, I want to be honest with people, look, right? I'm sober. My life has improved, but there's still a lot of work to do, right? There's still a lot of work. I don't want to sit there and say to people, you know, oh, look at me, I'm sober, I'm happy, when I'm not. I love to be, I just love to share what's really happening. Same as success. Am I a success? No, like, it depends how you define success. You know, I'm more successful now in my business, my relationships, and things like that. But it depends how you define success. People define success on just your business. And there's a lot more to success than just having a six-figure business. There's having great relationships with your wife and your kids. So, listen, guys, you know, next time someone says fake it till you make it, you know, sit back and look at what is it they're telling you to fake. Oh, fake more confidence, right? Confidence is a process, right? Confidence is a process. It's something that is a process in our lives. We process confidence. Like, if I'm going to start something, so I'm kind of looking at starting jiu-jitsu. Do I have confidence in jiu-jitsu? No. I have confidence in myself to learn that, but when I go there, I'm not going to have confidence as in jiu-jitsu. Am I going to feel nervous? Yeah, probably. Am I going to feel a little bit out of place? Yeah, that's just natural because I'm learning something new. A year down the line, it'd be a different story, right? It'd be a different story because confidence is a process. It's not like I wait for confidence to go and do that. Success is a journey, right? Your mindset, self-belief is a journey. Look, when I started this and when I started this men's work, I had no self-belief in it. I was like, I just want to start this movement to help men to be better men and get a deeper understanding of masculinity myself and being a man. Did I have any self-belief in it? Not really, but I just done it, right? And it's grown and grown and grown. So guys, you know, stop living in a world of fake people. When someone says you fake it till you make it, say, look, you know, thank you. You know, I encourage you to fake it till you make it, but I'm looking for a different way, right? I'm looking for a different way. I'm going to do the work that's necessary to get to where I want to get to, and I'm going to be honest. Listen, you can put your hands up and say, I'm fucking struggling. I'm not where I want to be at the moment, but that's okay because it's a process. People can watch that process and people can go, wow, look at that, versus the guy that just all of a sudden starts posting pictures of Lamborghinis, Ferraris, massive buildings, flats, and all this shit that isn't irrelevant. It's just stuff that he craves, but he's probably not doing the work, you know, spending too much time sitting indoors taking the pictures of it. So guys, that's all I've got today. Stop faking it till you make it. Just start making it and being honest and real and authentic in a world full of fake people. Guys, just quickly, if you want to connect with me, head on over to Facebook or Instagram. Connect with me on there. Also, as well, is we're kind of getting a little bit more active in the Facebook group. which is at Reigniting Men's Lives. So head on over to there. It's a very small community at the moment. I kind of added people in there and didn't do anything with it, and like going to start doing a little bit more with it. So guys, and you know, connect with me on there. I'd love to hear your feedback. If you've got a spare moment, please head on over to whatever platform you listen to us all, leave a review, and I look forward to connecting with you soon. Create a fun, loving, extraordinary day, and I'll speak to you soon.